I love a sky. I love a sun. I love a night. I love a tree. I love a run. I love a toaster.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people.
Well, howdy, heidi, ho there, dildo. Oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Is it
Katie Small Town Tea, and you can kiss my ass. My name is Kirk.
And I'm Tiff.
And you can lick her twat.
Oh, my. And did you guys miss us? Because Kirk and I've had quite the fucking wild few weeks, eh, Kirk?
No shit. Yeah, tell me about it. I'm sleep deprived.
I feel like, you know, we were doing so good on getting our episodes out there and shit, and, you know, like all that.
And we, then, yeah.
And then life went, hey, you guys know what would be hilarious? If we kicked you both in the fucking junk.
Yeah, no shit. We were a week ahead. We had an extra episode in the bag. So I was always a week ahead. And then all of a sudden, nope. We went from a week ahead to missing a fucking week.
So. I know. So, yeah, we're still here, guys. We just, shit happened. Shit happened bad. I got COVID and got super fucking sick, and I'm talking like could barely get out of bed. And then that since then is since I've had the fever. So since then it's been fucking downhill.
Yeah, I had a dog that has that got a herniated disc, had to have surgery 2 weeks ago. This coming Thursday. Needless to say, that was very, 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 very expensive. And $5,000 didn't even cover it. And now, so we have three dogs and there's two of us. We have a king bed and there's no way of trapping the dog in bed. So Joe's been going in the spare bedroom and sleeping in that bed because that bed's up against the wall and he can block her in so she can't move or so she can't get off the bed. And then the other two dogs got wind of this and decided they have to be in bed with him. So now I'm in a king size bed all by myself and it's really fucking weird. So I'm not sleeping very well.
Right.
And I was having to make sure I stayed up till midnight to give the dog her pain med. And now that's over, thankfully. So yeah, it's been something else. Mm-hmm. She can't be left alone. So if I'm working, Joe's got to take her to work with him. And then when I'm done, I pick her up. It's crazy.
Sounds like having a newborn toddler almost.
And I'm trying to start while I'm getting involved in a friend's business and becoming a partner. So I was going out there. And now I'm having to like kind of cut that back until she can be left alone because she can't be left alone right now. And Joe left her. We have a little hallway in between our guest bedroom and bathroom and hall closet. And we have a retractable gate that I put up. And we put her in there on a pee pad with her bed and stuff. And she was fine last week, Thursday, or I don't know, Friday in the morning. I got up like 45 minutes after Joe left and she was still in there staring out the gate, looking at me like, why am I locked in here? And this morning when I got up, I went straight for the gate to go get her and there's no dog in there. And I turn around and she's in the fucking little furry pink bed behind me by the sofa. It's kind of a flexible gate because it's retractable and we didn't lock it. So she pushed through it and the gate and she was able to get underneath it with enough slack. And she's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. So now I'm afraid she's going to get stuck under it. So we're going to try a different gate. But we have our first follow-up with the vet tomorrow morning at 9. So we'll see. I mean, she's been taken off like across the room and she's not supposed to. So yeah.
And you're like, god damn it.
She's a crazy little shit. And she's a very active run around, throw her ball. She chases it. She does zoomies and, you know, go to that to being paralyzed in the back and not being able to move and having surgery. So, yeah, she's not very happy.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I know a little man here. We went out to the dog park. I was finally feeling better one day. And this was like after I passed out. And they're like, you know, don't try to overdo yourself, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, I was like, you know what? It's beautiful out. I want to take little man to the dog park. We went to the dog park. He's doing his running. He's living his best little fucking life. Well, we got zoomies midair. And he jumped up on like that bench that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped off. Well, there was a dog. There was a hole that we didn't see. And I thought he snapped his leg in half. Thought he did. Freaked the fuck out. Straight to the fucking emergency vet. So he dislocated his where his foot goes to his leg. His ankle. I guess we're going to call it an ankle.
Ugh.
Yeah, so they put that back in. It was not a great thing to hear or see. On painkillers. He was off his foot. Yes.
What is it? Why is he whimpering?
Because I have food and I'm not sharing.
Oh.
That's literally it. It's literally because he's not getting food. Here, eat that. So, but yeah. So, puppy painkillers. And they're like, well, we can't wrap it. We need it to, you know, make sure it still moves. And I'm like, okay. They're like, try to keep him from running around.
Well, he'll keep himself from running around. Like Angel jumped off the fucking recliner when Joe came home one day and she started screaming. Like screaming. Like a fucking child was screaming. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? And I know Joe wasn't anywhere near. I'm like, did you step on her paw or something? He's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, you weren't anywhere near her. So that happened in the middle, like the day of her surgery. I mean, thank God she wasn't here, so I was able to tend to her. But I'm like, what the fuck is happening? But I, you know, thankfully my vet is a good friend, so I just texted or called her, I can't remember, and said, what do I do? And she's like, do you have tramadol? Or no, was it tramadol?
Trazodone?
No, not, oh, it's tramadol. Tramadol's pain, trazodone is...
is sleep.
Yeah, sleep. That's a steroid. Or no, prednisone is a steroid. Tramadol, I don't know. Gabapentin, that's what I have. Never mind. Gabapentin, okay. Is pain med. So she's like, just give her two of those a day, and it should get better because she could move it. She could walk on it. She was just babying it. So then we thought it got better. Then all of a sudden she started screaming the next day again. And then now she's back to normal. Thank God. We couldn't afford any more vet visits. I was like, fuck that. We're done.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, that's what they gave him was gabapentin, which is fine. Cause I have that as a human. And I'm like, why is his stronger than mine?
How much did they give him?
So I was on like 25 milligrams. His were like 50s.
Yeah, the dogs are 25 is nothing. They only gave you 25 for what?
Yeah, well, this was for like when I, my migraine. Well, so part of it's for migraines, but it helps me sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they gave him to me. But yeah, somebody sent, I mean, he's up and walking around again. He's feeling much better. But now we're hungry all the time, as you can hear in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You're not starving. You are absolutely fine.
Okay. So I don't see your house packed up. When are you moving?
There's boxes right there.
Oh, I see. There's still shit on the walls. Should all be packed and taken down.
I haven't got to the walls yet. There's so much other shit I've been packing up. Yeah, those are all packed up. There's a lot of boxes there.
Mm-hmm.
There's more boxes behind that packed up. I got the kitchen almost completely packed up. What I was doing mainly was everything that I need, that I know I'm going to absolutely need, is going in box. Like, those were in the boxes first. Everything else is just going to go in storage and then figure that out later.
Yeah.
But I did sell the couch already.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put everything in. I made sure the stuff that I wanted, I brought over here. And then everything else went into boxes and into storage until I went through it.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm at. At this point, that's where I'm at. Because otherwise, it feels like it's too much.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of stressing myself out more about that, I'm just doing it like this.
I'm assuming you're probably moving to something smaller than you're in now.
Much smaller, yeah. Well, I still don't have an apartment yet. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've applied at like 6 different places. I've checked the emails. I've resent like, hey, check in emails, like all this shit. I'm like,
you haven't heard back from anybody?
Well, one of them I did. Wow. But the rent got raised. And wow, where it got raised, what it got raised to, I can't afford right now.
Yeah.
And so, and then we're trying to get him registered as a service animal, like an emotional support animal.
That doesn't work in the state of Wisconsin. You realize that, right?
It does for certain housing.
Mm-hmm. It may if they allow it, but the state doesn't back it. Wisconsin is one of the 12 states that doesn't support it.
Yeah, I know the state doesn't back it, but there has been housing units that have been very like open with it. And it's not that like they don't allow animals. It's just still something I would like to do to.
Yeah, and what they were saying on the news, this is on the news a couple weeks ago. One lady, she did that. And because she had that, her landlord raised her or charged a fee because it was in the lease, and she had to get special insurance.
What the fuck?
It was in Waupun, I think, is where it happened. So it was a podunk, backwards, Republican, Trump-supporting town. So just be careful. Read a lease before you sign it because...
Oh, no. I always do.
Emotional dogs are different than support dogs, and they make you provide... when you have a service animal, they have special insurance, and it's about $1,200 a year for the insurance. And the landlords are now forcing people to get the same insurance.
Well, and so here's the thing. So he wouldn't be he'd just be an emotional support dog if we get due to this registration thing.
Yeah, what I'm saying is don't register at all unless you need to. I would not do it unless you need to. Because as soon as you do it, they can require you to have insurance.
Well, and that's one thing, though, is like I haven't decided if I was going to yet or not. I was still doing my research on it.
Because if they allow pets without it, or if they allow pets and you don't need it, and then you have it and you piss off the wrong person, they're going to make you get the insurance to back it.
Right. Well, this one place I was looking at, they said they only allowed cats. And I said, well, here's the thing. I have a dog. He is the size of a cat, which he is. It's actually under the weight limit that they have for cats. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we could. And they're like, no, we'd be fine with them. Blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a pet deposit. I understand the pet deposit thing. I do completely. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I just need to hear back so I can figure out everything else here, Clay.
Yeah, we always had an extra pet deposit and then an extra monthly fee.
Oh, so it's a one-time, so there's a pet deposit and then there is a monthly fee that goes along with it, which I have no problem with because it's not like a huge monthly fee. It wasn't that bad, honestly.
They're usually like $25 a month, usually.
That's when it was only like 20.
Yeah. Yeah, we paid $25 per dog and we had two dogs at the time, so they charge us $50 a month, which is fucking ridiculous, but... It was only for 4 months while our house was being built, so we didn't care.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking about if I can't find anything, I'm gonna have to figure something out because I can't not be moved up there either.
There's gotta be. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. I know. I'm checking my email right now as we're talking about it. Because I'm like, well, maybe, but.
So, did you meet with somebody at these places and submit an application, or you're just submitting an application?
So one of them was an online thing where. Like, I was going on to, like, websites and finding places, and they go through, like, these rental companies. So, one of them I did, like, a couple of there's been several different rental companies that I've added on to, or I've applied to, I should say. And that's kind of where I'm going with that, one of them, figured I'd heard back by now, but it was really promising. It sounded really good. It was, like, within, it would have been about the right size for Felipe and I, price-wise. Mm-hmm. So, hoping to hear back still. I'm just Jesus.
Is that one directly through the management company, or is that through somebody? Because, like, I used an agent to find us a temporary place, but they upcharged the rent. which I didn't really, I mean, it was only a couple of months because we were waiting and we had the money, but I was kind of pissed about it because I didn't realize it until later that the rent, if I would have went directly to the management company myself, would have been $100 cheaper.
Yeah. Well, and this is straight through like the actual rental company, like very yeah, straight, like through good. It. So, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just like, I just need to, you know, just know yes or no, or otherwise I got to keep, you know,
have
I mean,
you
I haven't
logged
stopped
in and
putting
looked at your, home. What's your credit score? Do you know?
Yeah. And I've looked at that and that's good. Actually, my credit score is pretty good.
What's your credit score?
It's in what's the 600s.
Upper 600s or lower 600?
Yeah, upper 600.
That's good. Do you not have a credit card? Like
I
a
do.
Real legitimate credit card? Do you use it?
Very seldomly.
Does it have a balance?
Like money I owe on it?
Yeah.
No, I just paid it all back.
You need to carry one that you have a balance for a couple of months and you pay interest. That's how you'll get your credit score up higher. It's fucking stupid. The only way you can get credit is to fucking use credit.
That makes no sense, but okay.
So like mine, I have about $85,000 in open credit.
Okay.
And I only have like $2,000 of it. Not even $2,000. I think I was at $1,200 for the month because I charge everything and then I just pay it off. But the more you leave on it and build it, like I let... For 6 months, I let a bunch of interest and I made the minimum payment and then I paid it all off. So my credit score jumped 25 points when I did that, but I'm 846.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, and I mean, I've only had my credit card.
I'm much older than you.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't had it even for a full year. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I would use it as much as you can. And if you know you can pay it all off, put that money aside and don't, and let it go, like make the minimum payment and let interest get put on there and then pay it when you're more situated, not like tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'll start building your credit more. They want to see what your credit habits are. So like if you do have credit out there, do you pay it monthly? And if you do, that's not they don't want you. They want people that are going to carry a balance and they can make some money on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go a month or two without paying it off and you just make a minimum payment or like half the payment and they make a little money from the interest, that raises your credit score.
Well, fuck.
And the loans that you, like your loan that you have, that it doesn't add a lot to your credit score, but it prevents your credit from going down. But like
I mean,
personal loans
that
like
off.
That aren't that big of a deal, unfortunately. They should be more of a big deal than credit cards.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been paying that off. I mean, I missed one payment on it. And what happened was I just didn't have it pulled out. Mm-hmm. And so that was on me. And I mean, I paid it back right away as soon as I realized I missed that payment. Shut up. And
oh, you missed it completely? Because usually I have like a 7-day, 10-day grace period.
I missed it completely because I thought I had my, at the time, set up as like an automatic takeout type of thing. And I apparently didn't have it set up at that one time and caught it. Yeah.
I've done that.
But, you know, like I said, I paid it back right the fuck away and haven't missed a payment since. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. I love fucking auto pay everything. Even the money I pay Joe monthly for phone and all that shit, I have it on auto pay.
You're like, yeah, no, we're not missing shit.
Nope. Don't even want to deal with it. I don't want to have to worry about logging in, transferring it, or going to the bank, getting the money. And just like, fuck it. Just do it.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not, you know, not worried about shit. You know, I've kept up with all my bills. It's not that bad. Like, I'm not worried about that. It's right now, it's just getting the place to live.
I wonder why you're only in the 600s.
Because you got to think, this is literally the first year having a credit card.
Well, even having no credit, you should be at about, well, maybe not. Maybe 650 is the average. I don't know. I've never been below 750, so...
Like
my mother had a lot of credit card debt when I was a kid, and I kind of learned that it can get you in trouble. And granted, I did when I moved out to Boston. I probably maxed out two credit cards to the total of like $15,000-$20,000. But then you find a good job and you fucking start making big payments on it and you get done with it.
Right.
Or you call the bank and you say, I'm going to stop paying unless you negotiate this down to me, close the account, stop the interest, and give me a payment and I'll pay it off. Mm-hmm. That's what I did with the one that was like $5,000.
I'm just trying to find a place right now that I can get in that Felipe and I will, you know.
Yeah.
Can live in until we get shit figured out.
Have you gone back there like on a weekend or something and drove around and looked for something that had a sign in the window that
is more privately owned,
like a smaller apartment complex? Because there's people that own like 4 and 6 unit buildings. Like I was looking at buying 4 and 6 unit buildings in Florida and other places. So sometimes it's just a person that owns it and there's no management companies.
Thinking about doing that.
They usually put a sign in the window. I mean, in the lawn, you know, apartment for rent. Or if there's like a public town site that's free to list stuff, they'll use that.
So I'm on a Facebook page. A friend of mine invited me onto it. That's for private listings, shit like that. So I've been watching that too and been checking that out. There was a couple of places on there I found that weren't too bad that we've checked into.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if the places are nice and have laundry, and have like laundry in the unit and all that shit, they're worth spending a little bit more money on, but.
Right. Well, a lot of them don't.
Yeah. I mean, you know what your budget is. Don't push yourself past it because you don't want to be homeless because you can't fucking afford your home.
Oh, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, as of right now, I'm just trying to find something that even, you know, that I can just at least get moved into, that Felipe and I can be, have a place to live. Like, I don't want to be, like you said, I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to be living, you know, I don't want that. That's the last thing I want to fucking deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a fear right now, is like, what if I can't find a place, you know, then I am going to be homeless and I'm fucked, but be living out of the truck, but.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you might want to go there and just drive around and have a notepad, pull over, write down numbers and fucking call them right when you're there. Take some, if you have any cash on you, take a couple $100 in cash in case you need to give a deposit so you don't lose the place. Because, I mean, that's how I found places when we were looking before we bought houses.
Yeah.
Fucking drive around, you find the place you want to go, you go call the number and you like look at the place, I like it. Here's $250. What's the deposit you want? I want it.
Sorry, Jesus. it's just one of those, like, I know what's going to happen. I do. And I just, you know, thinking it's just more of a, like, the anxiety's creeping in more about not having that place, or a place, I should say. But yeah. I don't know. I got friends up there that have been looking at places or keeping their eyes out for me. I got another friend who lives closer to the area that's checking into some places that he knows a couple of people that own, like, properties that are rent out and stuff. So he's checking into that for me. So it's not that, you know, it's not like.
Is there a town that's south of the town that's not that far of a drive?
So, and that's the thing. I'm looking at those places. That's where I've been looking more than in town itself.
Yeah.
Just because they would be a little bit more affordable at first. Mm-hmm. Even if I could get, you know, I could do half an hour drive to work every day. That wouldn't fucking offend. Like, I do that now. Like, I drive almost 45 minutes every fucking day both ways to go to work now. So.
Where the hell are you moving again? That wouldn't bother me.
So moving, Wausau's the main town, but there's Wausau, Rothschild. Right. There's places called like Rothschild. There's Weston. There's a couple other places. Felipe.
Stevens Point's a nice place. I don't know how far Stevens Point is.
It is a nice place, but it's a college town.
Yeah, but you can get some decent housing for not super expensive until you can find something else.
It's like a half hour, 45-ish minutes, Stevens Point is.
Okay.
I haven't even thought about looking there yet.
A few times.
I haven't even thought about looking there yet. I'll put that in my little search thing here now.
It would probably be a little talking. More... It'd probably be a little more up your alley, too, for meeting people. Because, I mean, it's a city, but it's not like... And it's a college town, but it's not like Madison College Town. It's more like slower country college town.
I know Stevens Point isn't that far. Like, it's not that long of a drive. I have put it on, like, the list of places to check. It's just one of those, like, I wanted to see if I could get closer if I could.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, you know, if that's what I have to do, then that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't go more north because the highway changes there and it's a pain in the ass in the winter.
Yeah, no. If anything, like, south will be better.
Yeah. I was trying to see what was... Yeah, I don't know anybody there. I knew somebody who lived in Amherst, but that's far. I've been to Hatley, but I have not... I don't know anything about it. I just drove through. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's all the... It's, you know, it's so funny, like, all this excitement and everything. It's just wee.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you. So, one of the people I'm getting into business with, she lives in California, and she has done some acting and stuff, and she's been in plays. But she listened to one of our podcasts, and she said that you should get into voice acting.
Me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She said you should. She's voice what did acting. She say? Let's see. What was her text? She said, your podcast partner needs to be a voice actor. Love it.
I can barely fucking talk out here half the time. Could you imagine me trying to actually read something and talk?
Well, you just have a script and you read off it. You wouldn't be bouncing things off people, but...
I'm dyslexic as fuck. But, you know, it's funny that you say it because there's a friend of mine who... So she's worked with, like... you ever seen, like, Sesame Street?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you personally have watched it, but...
Sesame Street's been around for, what, 85 years? Something. 100 years?
So, it's like a little fairy what? Muppet. I can't think
Sesame
of her name.
Sesame what?
Fuck you.
Sesame what?
Fuck you.
Sesame Seed? Sesame no. Avenue? What?
Yeah, it's Sesame. Never mind. You're right. But it's a little fairy puppet that's on there. So I actually know the lady.
Well, who are you calling a fairy, bitch?
Bitch. You know exactly what I'm getting. Got my fucking windows open.
Who are you calling
a fairy? Not you. Yeah. See? Fully fairy. But she's brought that up. She's like, well, you know, you could, you know, and I'm like, I don't like being in front of people. I don't like that part. And she's like, no. She goes, your voice is really weird.
Weird?
Yeah, and that's kind of scary. I'm like,
and just an FYI, I have both of our voices filtered.
Yeah, that's fair. So
with slightly, it's not a lot of enhancing. It's just a little more clarity.
Yeah, but no, she always told me that I had a weird like tone to my voice, and I'm like, the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Well, not that tone.
That's like, hi, Shawnee.
Blow out my ears with that little scream.
I have this so fucking Jeez. Far away from me. The mic is super far back. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. I have my mic pushed back super far. I don't know why it's so sensitive still.
Well, you went from like octave 1 to octave 62.
I
doubt there's 62 octaves. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's like you're just going for it.
I just know there's octaves over your voice, and like Mariah Carey could hit a certain octave.
Mariah before, Carey's a legend.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. She was like an octave 8 or something. I don't know. Whatever it is. Well, I have no fucking clue.
Tell your friend that if she knows anybody that needs voice acting down in the area, I'll be more than happy to jump in on that.
Well, you got a good microphone for it and decent computer, so it'd be easy to do.
Well, I don't even know. How do you even get into something like that?
Well, you can sign up for, there's some websites, they take a percentage and stuff, or you find an agency that deals with voice actors, they do some testing, they put your, you know, they send shit out, you know, they solicit people.
Well, they're not soliciting me.
Tell them to go listen to your podcast, to your voice.
Right. Actually, that would be a really good thing because...
ignore some of the content.
But, I mean, if you think about it compared to like how we started, like tell them, be like, listen to how we started to where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want to hear some, like,
I was bored the other day and I listened to our first one again, like the first 15 minutes. I'm like, wow. Wow. Is that really us?
We sound stiff as fuck.
I know. It was crazy.
Because I've done the same thing where I've been like,
Well, and that was my first podcast, but I hadn't podcasted in many years. So it was an interesting thing. Yeah, and I had different microphones and stuff back then. So.
Yeah, for me, it's one of those, like, I like to go back and listen to, like, our first few because of, like, how stiff it was. How, like,
You just said, like, six times.
Eat my dick.
Get your dick off my screen, girl.
It's my screen. Eat your dick.
Don't stamp my penis stamp my screen.
Oh, I did. I just dick stamped you.
Dick stamp.
Dick stamp. Anyways, this is 30 minutes of us just rambling about our lives.
I know. Just catching up.
Really?
We don't really have much shady. We're just catching up. Well, it's been like 2 weeks. I mean, we haven't talked in 2 weeks. I mean, texted a few here and there, but.
Yeah, just to be like, hey, but I do have some shady, but we'll talk about that off and then just to decide if that can come on or not. But that's. We don't. Right. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings again. I don't need them coming at us again.
Just wait till you move. We can talk shit.
Yes. Yes. Because once I move, I don't give a fuck.
There's no connection. Come find me, motherfucker. What are you going to do?
Drive up there. Find me.
We're not bad. We are nowhere near that bad. We just talk a talk. We just talk a good game. Talk a good talk. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
And I'll get fucking frisky. Anyways, get
dick. I love a rub. I love a vat. I love a geek. I love a tea. I love a face. I love a cheese. I love a dip. I love a place. I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people. People.